right, so there's three things that I want you to run into before it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you're trying to get ready for a presentation. Multivariate power. Sometimes a set of predictors, none of which is significantly correlated with a criterion, can produce a significant multivariate model with one or more contributing predictors. How the hell does that happen? How can nothing come together and be something? The error term for the multiple regression and the test of each predictor is related to 1 minus r square. Adding predictors will increase the r square, and so will lower the error term 1 minus r square. And a full model may do better than an individual predictor significantly. You can have that r square hardly bigger at all than the largest single variable r square, but now it's significant because as r square went up, error went down, and the multiple r squeaks through, and so does the regression weight in the multiple regression equation. Now it's important to notice that this happens most often when one or more of the predictors have substantial but not quite correlation and the sample power is low. When you're dancing down around, you know, 0.6, 0.7 power, that's when magical things happen. Because what they are is differences in the power of bivariate and multivariate analyses of the same data set. So that's one thing I want you to worry about. Another thing I want you to worry about is null washout. And this is a huge problem. Because one of our solutions to not being able to theoretically decide which variables we want to put in a model and test is dump whatever we have into the model. Okay? Null washout. Sometimes a set of predictors with only one or two significant correlations to the criterion will produce a model that is non-significant. Even worse, those significantly correlated predictors may or may not be significant contributors to the non-significant model. This is where you know you've got null washout. When you've got a non-significant model with significant predictors. That means this model's trying. Okay? But remember how R-square works. The F-test of the R-square takes the variance accounted for and divides by the number of predictors. So what it's really looking at is the average contribution of the predictors. If you think about it that way, null washout's not a mystery. If you take some good predictors and a bunch of crap and you put it together, what do you have on average? Crap. Does that make sense? And we've all been in study groups like this or work groups. The social example always works. You got one or two people who know what they're doing and some idiots, and you can't carry them, and you have crap on average. Committees in general are like that. You know, the old joke is an elephant is a mouse built by committee. So a model dominated predictors that are not substantially correlated with the criterion might not have a large enough average contribution to be statistically significant. Again, you tend to see this when there's lots of predictors and not much power. All of these funky things are when you're dancing right on the edge of enough power, big enough sample size, things like that. And my favorite, extreme collinearity. Sometimes a set of predictors, all of which are significantly correlated with the criterion, can produce a significant multivariate model with maybe no contributing predictors. That's the worst case. And we have an example of it here. Here's the correlation between X1 and Y, but here's the B for X1. That's its unique contribution. Here's X2 and Y. That little spot right there is the regression weight for X2 and for X3 and for X4. All these variables are related to the criterion. On average, this model's doing okay, or the predictors in this model are doing okay. But none of them has a unique contribution. Make sense? All right, we'll show you examples. Well, when I say no, I mean not statistically significant. Not big enough to trust, believe will happen again, rely on, interpret, stuff like that.